And on the line now I have Sam Bishop of Upstart. Hello, Sam. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hiya. How's it going? All good.
Okay, now this is a non-profit voluntary arts collective, as it's called. That's the full title of it. So give us a little bit of background to the genesis of Upstart.
Exactly. So we are a team of about nine people who came together in 2011 to put up art around the city. So I don't know if you remember the general election in 2011, well, up on the lamppost, we put up 1,000 posters by different artists and writers. We called for submissions. So we had like hundreds and hundreds of artists give us work, and then we put them up around the city. So instead of seeing the average politician or candidate for the election, on your way to work, you'd see art and creativity. So what we try and do is we try and inspire creativity in people. We try and get people to think outside the box a bit. And we want to see more of that happen throughout Ireland.
Mm-hmm. That was a great alternative, I must say. It was much better to look at.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, we're not talking graffiti here.
No, we're not. I guess, well, it might be, but it's what we're talking about is actual pieces of art. And that can take many different forms. But I guess what we did, which was different, was that we were putting them onto what would you would usually use for election posters. Mm-hmm. So so they were curated, and we used the pieces of art that we felt people had had really put some time into and were quality pieces. And it really created a debate in the media. So people were interested in what we were doing, and then through that we were able to discuss, well, what are the arts in Ireland, and what's creativity? What good are they anyway for Ireland? And we would argue that they are really important, especially mm-hmm. at a time like now when we need to be thinking creatively and looking for new solutions. Often, the arts and creativity can provide that. So.
Okay. Now, there's two things to this. You need funding because it's voluntary and you don't get any funding, so you need funding. But you're finding people very generous. So explain to people why you're doing it.
Okay, so now, since then, we've developed a new project. So this year, in August, we are building a pop-up park. This is a temporary park in Dublin's north inner city. It's on Dominic Street. And we are bringing together 400 volunteers to build this park. It's going to have an amphitheatre. It's going to have a cafe, an education zone. The thing about it is it's only a month long. It'll only last for a month. And this is the idea is to inspire people to show what's possible when you come together to work as a team and get people talking, you know, create a gathering space. So that's our latest project, and that'll open on the 22nd of August. And everything is well underway. Just yesterday, we finished a kind of fundraising campaign where we raised €21,000 in 20 days online on a funded campaign. So it's things like that which are going to make it happen. And we've gone on site yesterday. So for the next 3.5 weeks, we're going to be building this park. And we hope a lot of your listeners will come and either help out to volunteer by planting stuff or by building things. We're really looking for skilled and unskilled helpers. And we're also looking for... we're also looking for people just to come and enjoy the space, you know, really after the 22nd of August, you can come and take part, learn a new skill or hang out or come and eat something in the cafe.
Okay, but before I, there's another question I want to ask, but before I do, give us the website, and if people want to donate or help in any way, give us the website.
Yeah, so the website is upstart.ie. The park is called Granby Park, and we're actually launching a new website today called granbypark.com. You can find out loads more information. You can find out the events. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Join our conversation. We're really keen to get everyone involved. The community has been great, and they're really getting involved with this. So it's a real collaborative thing. So if you have an idea or if you have a suggestion for what we might do, then just get in touch.
Okay. Now, I was just thinking there, I mean, the amount of money raised there for something that's so young, starting up, it was astronomical. So it's obviously something that people want. And the park was a germ of an idea just over, well, like nearly say just over a year ago, and now it's reached fruition. Did you say the 22nd of August?
It's, exactly, yeah.
Up, yeah. And how long will it stay up for? A month?
Yeah, it'll stay open for a month. You're right, though. Like, having raised 21,000, and we're not a big established charity or anything. We are just a bunch. We're all volunteers. You know, that's the main thing, is that no one is making any money out of this. And I think that's what people are inspired by. They're inspired by that we're fundraising to create something for everyone. And I just think that it's it does inspire a lot of people to get involved in the way that they can. So that's what's quite exciting. Okay. We had 577 donors. So that's huge. It's just a real affirmation. It's a real confirmation that people want this to happen in Dublin right now. They want to see these sites which aren't used. They want to see them used for creative purposes. And even the Lord Mayor there came was in the news on yesterday, saying that he wants to see these sites used, and he's going to try and push for policy to change these. So it is linking in with a lot of different other people and the city council who want to see these sites being used.
Mm-hmm. Just incidentally, Manny was in the group initially with Upstart when you were getting the ideas for doing all this. And where did the idea itself come from? Is it original, or did you see it in Europe somewhere? Or?
So we, when we first started, we were about 9 people.
Okay.
And right now, just in terms of all the different project areas of the park, there's about 40 people working on the project, and that's completely voluntarily. The idea came from, I guess it came from seeing a lot of this happen, mm-hmm. having there's a lot of discussion in the media about these empty sites and about ghost estates, but it's also the idea that was, you know, originally we created this platform for artists on the lampposts,
mm-hmm.
and now what we're doing is we're creating a platform for artists and for the people of Dublin, but a physical one. You know, we're creating a space for people to be creative in.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of shifted from seeing the space to be the lamppost to being a physical space.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really great idea, because different places recently, one particular place I won't mention, over the weekend, and there was lots of places like it with sort of a grassland that's just derelict. It's just there. So can I ask you, to the extent, if are you trying to inspire people from different areas to say, look, we can do it, so can you? Or do you want people, say, maybe to commission you to say, listen, will you come over to our area and do this for a month? Which way would you like it to work?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, because this isn't, okay, yes, we're running this for a month, but the idea is to inspire other people to do a similar project. And the thing is, like, if we were going to try and create, let's say, community gardens and artistic spaces in communities, they wouldn't last, because people wouldn't adopt them, they wouldn't take it for themselves, they wouldn't have made it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way for us to maybe inspire these things to happen is to do one, and then to offer advice and support and, let's say, resources, you know, materials at the end of the park when we take this one down. We can then give all of those things to other communities who want to do something similar or even more permanent. So if you have an idea in your own local community and you want to make it happen, we'll have done the experience. We'll have actually experienced building one. We'll know what to do. We'll know how to work with the city council or with volunteers. So we hope that we can create it. We're making a toolkit which people will be able to download. But we'll also be delivering plants and anything that's left behind after the park to other communities, mm-hmm. who actually want to do something. So
I think
that's
this
the legacy part of the park.
Well, I think it's going to be a great legacy, because I have to say I have great admiration for this and for Upstart. And people should really take advantage, have a look and see what they can do. Because as I'm talking to you, I'm just thinking of places, as I said, derelict of seeing. But I'm also thinking of some of these estates, some of these apartment places that they've built with no recreational facilities whatsoever in the area. And if you could raise that amount of money, you think about the estates with thousands of people living in them, that set up a good residence, and they could do this. Just the possibilities are endless. I'm excited myself just listening to it.
Yeah. It's often just a shift in how we see our spaces, and it's you know, it can be really subtle how we use them. I think that often we if I don't know, if somebody leaves the community group, then they don't actually, you know, we lose energy, we don't actually do the things we were hoping to do. I think it's important to support each other in making great things happen and supporting other people's ideas. We have so many people leaving the country, and we want to make sure that people who are creative in Ireland that they don't feel stifled or boxed in by the limits of, let's say, bureaucracy or of not being able to get what they need. So surely we should be providing these spaces so that people who would otherwise leave for Australia or Canada, they actually see that there's a chance to actually express themselves and be creative in Ireland. And I think that can be really, you know, we need these people to stay here and to express themselves. So this is our offering to doing that. And hopefully those, let's say, maybe say creative artists or creative people in the community, but they all can all work together with, let's say, the local community here who are so supportive. So Dominic Street residents are really excited about what's happening. They are already nurturing and fostering plants. So they have bunches of plants up on their balconies, which they'll be donating to the park. So it's looking at how we can all work together to make things happen.
Well, I'm assuming you're all quite young in the group that started this off, and I hope you never use that youthful exuberance that's just spilling out of you at the moment, because it's infectious. It's infectious, there's no doubt about it. Listen, give us all the details of the park pop on the, starting up on the 22nd, and also of the websites again, Sam.
Yeah, so it's opening on the 22nd of August. The best place to find information is upstart.ie. And also granbypark.com. So there's two websites there which will have loads of information on all the events. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Twitter is We Are Upstart. And you'll find phone numbers and email addresses on the websites, and you can get in touch. And yeah, just get involved.